grinder, and that's a big pile of it, and kids get up on top of it, play jingling them out, soft, and you couldn't hurt each other. Start playing that when you're 3 years old, if you wanted to. You got a big pile of it, about 10 or 15 feet high, put the biggest one on top. Every time the little one tried to crawl up, he'd throw them back down. He'd pick them up, throw them, as long as he didn't throw them out on the ground, didn't hurt them.
Talking about bucket pail there, is it the sack and bag? Is there any difference in those two?
Sack and what?
A sack and a bag. You make any distinction between those two, or they mean the same thing to you?
Oh, it's a sack. It means the same thing to me. I always call a paper sack. I guess a corn sack. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
What about something that you might buy, the kind of bag that you might buy, or a sack you might buy, fertilizer, something like feed in a big sack like that, a rough coarse kind of, what would you call that?
Crook. I don't know where they got that name, crook. I never used it. I heard a lot of people call them crook sacks. I call them corn sacks because they're typical of the same weave and everything. Rough, made out of material like a rope, and very few of them made out of refined material. I imagine a crook sack would be one that was made out of that same kind of material as a corn sack. I've heard that crook sack all my life. I never identified a bag with a crook sack.
Did you ever have a name for the amount of wood that you carry at one time like this? Did you ever call it?
I'd go out and get a load of wood. We'd say how many pieces.
Get a load. You know, we talked earlier about a barrel. What would you call a small thing like a barrel that nails? But what do they usually call the things that go around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Stable comes up and down. He holds it. The hook. The stable made of wood curved up all the wood.
And a woman was carrying her clothes out of the line to hang them out. She'd carry them in what?
Look, I'm carrying them in basket.
Yes. See, the electric lamp burned out. You had to put in a new one. When you were coming up, do you remember any kids or grown-ups that used to play an instrument, a musical instrument, they'd blow across it like this?
They play the harp. They had two, three kinds of harps. They had a jew's harp. Made different from regular harp. Harmonica is really what the harp, proper name is. They call it a harp. I guess now they have no idea of a harp, I guess. According to the dictionary, it's a string instrument. This is not a string, this is a wind instrument. They call it a harp. A jew's harp is shaped entirely different. A jew's harp made out of one piece of steel cast in. One piece of steel fast to the end of it, it just makes one string on it. Put that with your finger and blow through it.
Another kind of harp.
You knock your teeth out, that's how I cannot feel. I was drinking out of a pitcher pump one day. I called it a pitcher pump. School didn't have running water. Had to wait in line. Waiting in line for my time team, and all the heads of them bigger boys. They wanted to get there, and I had to pump. They wouldn't pump, and I had my mouth down drinking out of the pitcher of the pump that pumped out. One of the big boys was sort of shoved in the back of my head and broke that tooth. It hurt something terrible. It broke the end of it. That was about 1932. The tooth had just got in there good, and I had to go to a dentist and he put that piece of cold tooth.